Blog Talk Radio.
My foundation, Hip Hop Sisters, has partnered with the First Wave Hip Hop Artistry Program to offer a $100,000 college scholarship to a freshman who plans to enter college in the fall of 2013. Get more details now at www.hiphopsisters.org. That's hiphopsisters.org. And click the scholarship tab. Good luck.
What's poppin'? It's your kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Hey baby, this is
your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tuned. So I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's tuned in for the first time. I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune show, I just want to say much love. Without you guys, there's no Intune show. Remember that. So tonight we have two talented ladies on tonight, so I'm hyped to, you know, gain more insight on them, and I hope you are too. Our first guest up is going to be Toni Steele. So for all those who want to give a holler at Toni, give us a call at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. I was going to go into this whole big thing about her, but I'd rather you guys, you know, get in tune with her from her, you know, let's get the insight from her herself instead of y'all hear me talking. Okay, because I hear that all the time for those who tune in all the time. So without further ado, let's bring Miss Toni Steele on. How you doing tonight, Toni?
Hi, good night. Hello.
Good night. Hi. So first off, let me begin by saying thanks for taking the time to, you know, have us get in tune with you tonight. That's first and foremost. I also wanted to give you a shout out for just being a woman out here in this field, not only as an artist, but also as a hostess, a radio hostess yourself, amongst other things that you do, which we're all going to gain on. But just kudos to you for just being a woman out here making strides.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So for our listeners who are just getting in tune to your style, your music, and your name, tell us a little bit about who Toni Steele is.
Toni Steele's, MC, hip hop artist, host, entrepreneur, producer, amongst all other things. Been doing music for a very, very long time now. Did a part of a few different situations. The most notorious situation is Black Steele's, the male female hip hop duo. Outside of doing music, I produce shows myself, and like you said, I host my own program, It's a Go Radio, which currently right now we're just doing like live events, and I'm just looking to break into, you know, producing on a larger scale, like concerts and things of that nature. So that's where I'm at, and I act as well.
Awesome. So where are you from, and when did you realize that you had a talent for music?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, born and raised, but my family is actually from Honduras, Belize, Honduras, and I started off dancing first, long before I started doing music. I was dancing at first, and the first time I actually started doing music, my brothers and them, they had a studio down in our basement in the house, and, you know, they had all this equipment, and I used to break into the studio to just play around with the music, and a cousin of mine actually had recorded a song, and she was like, you know, she wanted somebody to rap on a song, and I was always like a freestyle kind of rapper, like a freestyle artist. I wouldn't necessarily write, I would just, you know, say things off the top of my head, and the first time I actually sat down and wrote something and recorded it and listened back to it, I was like, oh, I'm kind of dope. So that was the moment that changed for me, where I said, oh, I want to do music.
Right. So what was it about hip hop though that drew you to it so much? You know, was it because of musical influences?
Hello?
Yes. Did you hear me?
You broke off, Toni? A little bit.
Okay. Okay, great. I was asking, what was it about hip hop that drew you to it so much? Was it, you know, because of some musical influences? Was it because other people in your family have talent in music or something like that? What was so attractive to you outside of like being able to freestyle, you know, so to speak? What was so appealing to you?
It was actually the actual music. The first song that I heard was actually Planet Rock. I think it was like 1983 or something like that. It was the first song I actually heard, and I was like, "What are they doing?" you know, it was different from hearing somebody sing on a song or hearing a reggae song. You know, I grew up in a really cultural family where we listened to everything calypso, reggae. We have our own music, you know, Honduras, which is Garifuna music, and our own dance and stuff. So when I first heard that, it was nothing like I've ever heard before, and it just I resonated with it. Like, I definitely related to it in a sense where it was like, well, you don't have to do too much. You know, I can't sing, and I know I don't want to be a reggae artist, or, you know, I don't want to do the music for my country, but, you know, the rapping was, that was cool. Like, oh, I could do that. That's fun, you know. It's fun to me, and the music was definitely, it was hip. It was cool, so I definitely related to it, and I was like, well, I want to hear more, and I started hearing more, and the two artists that really, really, really did it for me was Big Daddy Kane. But as far as the females was concerned, it was Salt and Pepper and Roxanne. When I first heard Roxanne Shanté, I was like, whoa. She was young at the time. I was like, I can do that, you know. It was cool.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You know, you're naming, like, a lot of people that I'm into, too. So, yeah, I can definitely see how that helped influence, you know, your music career. So who was the first person, or some of the people, I should say, that recognized you had a gift and the buzz began? Like, how did that all begin with the Tony Still performing, Tony Still the entrepreneur, Tony Still the artist, the actress? How did that all, like, start formulating?
The first couple of people was a few promoters with this company. I really don't even remember the company name, but Big Cal is one of the people who was definitely instrumental in getting me into a lot of shows. The first time he heard me, he was like, oh, wow, you dope, you know. But at that time, I was, like, still a little shy, you know, not shy to get out there and do it, but real shy to, you know, keep it moving. And he always kept me close to him and, you know, will put me in different showcases and stuff and just get my feet wet. As far as the acting is concerned, I started doing, like, background work, stage management work and stuff. Like I said, I've always been, you know, within my own little circle, putting things together, choreographing dances and putting shows together and, you know, telling people what they should do or what they shouldn't do. So it was natural for me to just go into that as far as stage management and doing behind-the-scenes work. But one of the producers that I was working with on this production called Of Mice and Men, he was like, I need you to read for one of the actors, because one of the actors, you know, didn't show up that day. And I was like, all right, fine. You know, I didn't know what he meant. I thought he just meant just read the lines. I didn't know to actually, you know, act them out or whatever. So with his training and with him, you know, telling me what to do and how to move and this and that, it was like, oh, okay, this is cool. So the next time the actor wasn't there and I read for them, I was in full character. And from there, you know, he was like, you know, I think you'd be really good on stage. At that time, I was already performing, you know. I started performing when I was young. Like I said, I started out dancing. So I was already on stage. I was familiar with it. That world, this world I actually love. I love to perform. I love to entertain and everything. So it was nothing, but the acting was really challenging. You know, it's challenging, but, you know, shout out to John Toppin. He definitely held me down, and he definitely pushed me, and that's what got me into going further into acting and taking classes and, you know, auditioning for different shows and stuff like that. But that's how I got started, really.
Right, and that's awesome. So in a field that is so obviously male-dominated, how do you hold your own as a female artist?
It's hard. It's hard. I'm gaining a lot of respect, more respect now than I have been, and I think it's because now that people are seeing me more. It's one thing when, you know, people knew who I was then, like I said, just from performing in little showcases and stuff, but because I wasn't as serious and I wasn't as aggressive, nobody really took me seriously. But now, you know, years later, people are seeing me. They're like, oh, wow, Tony Stills, you still doing your thing, da-da-da, you know. So now it's people are looking at me, and they're, you know, in a different light. And now that I'm more serious about it and I know what I want and I know what I'm doing, you know, people are definitely respecting me. But it wasn't always like that, even with producers, working with producers. It was very, very hard. I think it's a bit more easier now because there's more women that's doing music, and producers are actually respecting the women more now because women are more on their business. But then it wasn't like that. You know, we were just a piece of something to them at that time. I tell everybody, I know when I blow up, there's going to be a lot of music of mine out there, because there's a lot of music I've walked out of the studio without, because I wasn't putting out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So touching on that a little bit, Tony, being that you are out, you are a strong presence out there in the entertainment world as far as like being, you know, your own boss and, you know, acting and being an artist and things of that nature, and touching on the light, you know, the sense that you said, hey, you know, this hasn't happened because you wasn't doing certain things. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that for people? And the reason being that I want you to really touch bases on that, which was one of the things I wanted to address with you, because it is so like that in the entertainment world for so many females. It doesn't matter if you have a big butt, a little butt, titties, no titties, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like, it don't matter right. Who you are. It's like you will get attacked in this business. So how did you handle the pressures, you know, of that? You said that you left without a lot of music, which is, you know, kudos to you for that. But namely, like, what would you tell a female out there that would go through that experience?
Well, now I just, you know, back then I didn't really know because there was no backup. Like, there was nobody who was going to back me up, you know. So I didn't really know how to handle those situations. So, you know, a lot of situations I just walked away from. But now, no, it's not going down. Like, this is what's going to happen. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to go about it, you know. You know, for other females out there, like, hold your own. You know, don't let these guys just say whatever they want to say to you or do whatever they want to do to you, you know. Nah, you know, when you know what you want and you know how you want to go about it, then that's what you need to stick to. Because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to tell you, well, I think you should do this and I think you should do that. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to do what you set out to do. And you have to be firm on that.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, thanks for, you know, putting that out there and sharing that with people, because that's one thing that I try to tell, you know, women that's coming up in this field, or just basically young girls that's so anxious to immerse into the business. Like, you know, you have to be careful about the choices that you make. Nothing is worth
Definitely.
Your integrity. Nothing.
Definitely. I mean, if you know, there's females out there who's going to do them. If you want to do, if you're going to do, you know, do it regardless, I mean, at least know, at least know your boundaries and at least know the outcome, and, you know, for the most part. But for those who's not, you know, looking to get taken advantage of and is going in there with strong mind, stay with that strong mind, you know, at the end of the day. Stay with that strong mind and do what you set out to do.
Right, absolutely. So how difficult has it been for you? You know, do people take you seriously when you're out there like, hey, I'm a businesswoman and I can handle this and I can do that? Do they even acknowledge you, or do you have to, you know, do what I do and just like kind of slap people across their heads with bricks, and then they'll turn around bleeding, to, and then pay attention once they're bleeding and you hand them a Kleenex? Like, how does that, you know, carry over, you being a strong dominating female, to the male gender out there in business?
Well, I've learned to work with those who know how to handle, you know, a strong woman. I realize there's a lot of people in this industry who don't really know how to handle a strong woman, and those are the ones that, you know, try to throw you off balance for the most part. But I'm at the point where I'm working with people who understand my presence, respect my presence, and know how to work with my presence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You need to introduce them to, like, all the strong women out there, because there's not many of them. So you need to share,
That's
Tony,
true.
And stop being stingy. No.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm all about networking. That's one thing. I'm all about networking and connecting people. There's been so many people that I've, you know, I've helped connected in a lot of different situations. And, you know, I don't ask for nothing from anybody. I just do it, you know, off the strength.
Just
like,
because, right.
I knew how
and
it was
And I was just
for
kidding
me.
With you, Tone. I was just kidding
I know,
with you.
I know.
You know, teasing.
I know, and that's
jokey
fine.
Joke. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's fine.
Cool. So I want to play another one of your tracks, if that's cool, because I want people to, like, get in tune to, you know, not just Google me, which we're going to come back on and talk about a little bit, because I want to kind of gauge your, you know, inspiration for that track. But I want to
okay.
play, you know, another track so people can know, because there's a lot of people tuning in right now, and, you know, they need to know what rocking is about. So let's tune
yeah,
in to
rocking
Tony
it,
Still.
Rocking it. Yes, we are
okay.
Rocking it.
Here we go, rocking it.
Terminator.
Forever, like just playing around, I can't even play. Like, seriously, I need some pointers. But we have a caller on the line, so we're going to take the call if that's okay with you, Miss Tony Steele.
Cool.
Okay, 347, you're on the line with Miss Tony Steele and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hey. I'm good. How y'all ladies doing?
We doing well. We're What's your name and where you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, East New York.
Yay!
Hey, Brooklyn East New York is in the building. You already know.
Okay, yes, what's your name, caller?
I'm Mr. Chase, DJ Mr. Chase.
How you doing tonight,
hey,
Chase?
How you doing, Tony?
I'm good. Miss P, this is Chase. He rocked out at my listening party.
Oh,
so,
yay.
Yeah, he was the DJ at my listening party. Last minute, he came through and held me down.
Oh, my goodness. Big hugs to you.
They had to save the day for her.
Aww,
yeah, he
Superman.
Sure did. Yeah, the DJ I had booked for that day, you know, kind of backed out at the last minute, and I was kind of frantic, and my peoples called him up, and he was like, I'm there. And they came through, and they rocked out. We had a good time.
Yay,
yeah,
that's so exciting.
Boy, traffic, too, man.
Definitely.
I see him in a minute.
Say that again?
I said, yeah, I got to give respect to traffic, too. I ain't speak to him or seen him in a minute.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling up.
Definitely.
Thank
you. I still be rocking out the CD. You know, I'll be promoting, telling people about it and stuff like that. Still haven't played
cool.
that on
That's
my cool. iPod or my phone. You know how it is.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting. So did you have a question for Tony tonight?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the next showcase. You know, I'm always there to support her, motivate her, and let her do what she got to do, help her where I can.
Definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that. And I will keep you in tune on to what's going on next. There's a couple of things coming up. So I'll definitely keep you posted on that.
Yeah, you know that stuff, Carrie, track to drop?
Say that again?
I said, you know that stuff, V-E. You know that track that you have?
L-O-V-E.
I want to make the cat come back. Yes, so I'm going to let everybody else listen to the rest of the tracks you have.
I'm sorry. I'm losing you.
The track that you have called L-O-V-E.
Yeah.
I say I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, so I'm going to wait till everybody else hear it. I say, because, you know, that's the L-O-V-E I have for you. You know what I mean?
That's what's
Aww.
Up. That's what's up. I appreciate
that's
that.
So
Thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you so much
for
calling.
When she
hears
the track, she'll understand what I'm talking about.
No, I
hear it. Yeah, if she haven't heard it, but I'm going to get that to her soon.
Yes, that's why I can put it in rotation. And I definitely want to thank you for being just a big bag of awesomeness because, you know,
yes.
only awesome people are there to have your back no matter what. So I appreciate you having Tony's back like that and, you know, much love to you.
Definitely. Thank you, Chase. I appreciate you calling up.
Yay. So how does that make you feel, Tony, when situations like that arise and, you know, you're just, like, kind of frantic, so to speak, and then you have somebody just swoop in to just, like, kind of save the day?
Oh, my God, it made me feel so good. It was just on top of that, like, they really, you know, they really looked out. They came through. They got the job done, and we were kind of some short on things as far as, like, you know, speakers and all types of stuff, but they made it happen. They made it work, and I was just, it made me feel so good because I was nervous, like, okay, well, what's going to happen? I have all these people that's coming, and we don't have any music, and the purpose of a listening party is to be able to listen to the music. I was like, what am I going to do? But, you know, it worked out. I took a moment to myself. Lady G was here. Shout out to Lady G because she's in the chat room. She was here, and I had to just separate myself from everybody, come inside, and just sit in my room and just, like, all right, pray, you know, and pray on it. And that's what I did, and the rest of the night just went without a problem, and we had a great time. So I'm very happy about that, and I'm so grateful to them.
Absolutely. So shout out to DJ again, Chase, right?
Yeah,
for being awesome and, you know, lovable, because, you know, he just gained my heart. That's all I'm saying. You gained my heart.
Yeah.
When I have to tweet you a bunch of hearts, that's love. That's real love, okay? I just want you guys to know that. Because people are like,
definitely,
you always tweet in hearts. That's because I love you. So we have another caller on the line.
And that's what it's about, Misty. Like, we need that, you know?
Exactly, because what if I'm feeling crappy today and, you know, just you saying hi or hey or what's up or good morning or whatever the case may be or sending me some hearts makes me feel good. So you don't know how that little small thing can, you know, help somebody through their day. So definitely always love. So we have another call. It's 917. You're on the line with Miss Tony Sells and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss P. What's going on, Tony? What's good? This is IKP.
Hi, KP. What's up?
What's going on? I just wanted to call in. I was listening to you guys, and I just wanted to drop in and say what's going on, and basically say to Tony that I respect you and I admire you. You're like my sister. You are basically my sister. It's my cousin, but you're still my sister. We close, and I just want to say that. I've been following you, of course, since I knew you was even rapping. You actually got me to do it when I was like 13, 14 years old. And, you know, your journey, watching you grow through this and doing what you do and doing it well, always inspires me. And I'm always, you know, I'm always proud to, you know, see you come along so far. And I'm always looking forward to what you're doing next. So I just want to put that out there.
Oh, thank you. You're making me emotional.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, my goodness. If I knew you was going to call, then I would have had a box of Kleenex next to me. Seriously, I love the love. I really do. That's awesome.
Ah, it feels good. It feels good. It's been a struggle, Miss P. You know how it is with this, you know, this support thing, and it's been a long journey. And like I said, now I guess, you know, it took me to get more serious about what I was doing in order for me to, you know, receive the love that I'm getting from everybody. You know what I'm saying? So this definitely feels good.
Absolutely. So did you have anything else you wanted to put out there or ask Tony?
Well, I already know you got the Just Me album coming out, so I'm looking forward to full hearing that in full. I've been, you know, waiting for you to put out your solo material for a while, but what's going to be next after Just Me?
Well, what's next after Just Me is the Black Stills reunion. So Black Stills is doing a reunion project. We actually have the project that we haven't released as of yet, and we're just tweaking it and adding some things to it. So we'll be putting that together as well as a mini tour and a couple of shows that's coming up. So we got some things that's coming, but that Just Me is coming. That Just Me is coming. We're going to knock that out first.
I can't wait for that to come out. I've been waiting for you to put out something real solo, like official solo material for a while. So I'm excited.
I'm there though. I'm three songs in already. That Sure Shot video we're about to drop next week, God willing. And of course you see the Google Me and the Rockin' It video that's on the YouTube channel, and you know, a few more things that's coming, so I got you. Tony Shills ain't stopping now.
No doubt, cuz I
thank you so much for calling in and showing love to your cousin.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Okay.
Love
Yay.
You.
That's so sweet. I love it, love it, love it. I love when family just come together. I mean,
that feels good.
I can't even handle it right now. You know, I have to really honestly. No, because I'm cheesing, and it's not even me. Like, I don't know them, but it's like I feel like I do. So it's a great feeling when that can just radiate to, you know, everyone else, just to have that love. You don't know. It's so many people missing that connection. So when mm-hmm. when you have that genuinely, it's just so remarkable to me. So shout out to, you know, the callers, and keep them coming. Keep them coming. 818-495-6975, and you will be live. So, Tony, I just have a few more questions because, you know, I would keep you all night, but I know that I can't. I can't be greedy, but I can always have you back on for a follow-up show when you do drop your, you know, album. But I just wanted to know, like, when you go against the norm, so to speak, and you're not the person people expect you to be, you know, because they're trying to kill your dreams, you know, those dream killers, you know, how do you handle these type of people?
I tune them out. You know, like I said, I've been doing this for so long, and I've listened to all of that. I've listened to that, oh, you're getting old, you still doing it, why are you still doing it? And, you know, they're not signing nobody anymore, there's no money in it, and this and that, whatever. But, you know, I love the music regardless. Like, I just love to make music. I love to spend time in the studio, you know. I love to perform, and I love to just entertain. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm still a fan of the music, and that's why I do it, really, you know. And if I don't make a dollar out of it, it's okay. I just want to be able to make music, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, whoever loves me, and who don't. I mean, I can't please everybody. I'm not here to please everybody, and I understand that now, because at one point I really thought, you know, I have to do this, you know, I have to do this to make the guys happy, and I have to do this to make the girls happy. But I realize at the end of the day, if I'm good, you know, everybody else is going to be good. So I got to be good with what I'm doing. And that's just where I'm at. That's where I'm at with it. I tune out all of the negativity. You know, I do my best at being positive at all times, you know. And I'm a work in progress myself.
Right. I think we all are, Tony. And I think that is huge that you can even, like, put that out there, because a lot of people, believe it or not, or I know you believe it, think they're perfect and there's nothing to tweak. But we all have things that we need to tweak, period.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So, okay, so I have so much respect for you. I have so much respect for women who are out there doing a damn thing. And most of all, like, women who, you know, who are MCs, because I, of course, can't rap, I can't sing, I can't dance, but I can talk your head off, Tony, all night.
Right.
Let me just tell you, that's my profession. So how do you feel about some of the other females MCs out there now? Not in a negative sense, but, you know, in the sense of their strides and, you know, where they're coming from?
You know, we're all different individuals, period. You know, we're all different humans. You know, everybody has their own, you know, what they're into in their personal life or whatever the case may be. And I respect what everybody's doing. I know, you know, one of the biggest questions I get asked all the time is about Nicki Minaj, of course. And, you know, everybody has their issues with Nicki Minaj, and I have my issues with her as well. But, you know, I really respect, like, what she's doing as an entertainer. You know, I get what she's doing, you know, as an entertainer, and that's what she wants to do, is entertain, and that's what exactly what she's doing, regardless of what we feel personally about the rap, you know, and the hip-hop. She's not really hip-hop, she's pop, or whatever the case may be. She's an entertainer, she's an artist, so she's delving into every aspect of art that she feels she can do, you know, and that's part of being an entertainer, is giving your all, regardless of what, you know, regardless of what people are going to think about it. So I really respect that about what she's doing. On a personal note, as far as, you know, all the other extra stuff that she gets into or whatever, like, I really don't pay that no mind. I just respect her as what she's doing artistically, you know. But there's a lot of females out there that I do respect and I do listen to, and really truly I listen to a lot of the you know, hip hop female artists out there like John Gray and Azealia Banks and Lady Luck and Babs Bunny and Flawless the Rap Chick, Abyss. You know, I listen to everybody, and I respect what everybody is doing. You know, I just know that for me, I have a different message. I think all women in some sense are trying to, you know, put out a message as far as unification and stuff like that, but I know that's one of the movements that I'm definitely representing, you know, for all women, and trying and doing my best at being a woman at all times, even when you look at my videos and, you know, when you listen to me talk or you see pictures of me or whatever. You know, I'm not very a flamboyant type of person. I've never been that type of person in my own personal life, so that's not something I want to display just for the public, you know. But I'm definitely just, you know, I represent for all women, and God willing, all women receive me that way.
Absolutely. So putting music aside for a minute, what do you like to do? Because I know I'm wondering, between everything that you do, what do you do for your downtime?
I read and write.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit
and
on my couch
music?
And play with my dog.
Are you writing music, Tony, when you're in your downtime?
No.
Okay,
I'm writing,
good.
Yeah, no, I'm not writing music when I'm on my downtime. I'm writing scripts or I'm thinking stuff in my head. Honestly, what I do for my downtime, which is funny, and a lot of people is always like, you're crazy, I sit and listen to the independent artists out here. I go through YouTube or whatever, and I'm listening to music. Or I'm literally sitting on my couch with the TV on, the volume down, the caption on, music blasting, and I'm just thinking away at, you know, how to rule the world, like Pink in the Brain.
I love that cartoon.
So that's basically what I do. I'm not really like an outgoing person. I don't really like to do the clubs and, you know, stuff like that. As of late, I've been going out because, you know, I need to be, but that's not really like my kind of scene. I'm really like a home person. I like to be home in my own little shell and, you know, doing my own little thing.
Mm-hmm. So when you're writing your songs like Google Me and Rockin', where do you draw your inspirations for these tracks from?
Well, the Google Me came from just people always asking, you know, people who don't know me and, you know, who've heard the name Tony Stills, you know, and don't really know who I am, you know, is always just asking me, well, what is it that you do, you know? Oh, you rap? Oh, yeah, I did hear that you rap. And, you know, my whole response to that is just like, Google me. You know, you could Google me and see everything that I've done pretty much is, you know, is documented.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know about me, you know, you could Google me. And at the same time, it was a record made for, you know, almost like a get-back record at some people who were saying some things for the most part. So, you know, if you listen to it closely, you'll hear a little something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting
Absolutely.
People know, you know, this is what it is, and you know, it's your favorite hood chick. You know, don't get it twisted. I'm in the hood. You know, I rock with the hood, but at the end of the day, like I could sit in the boardroom and get it popping at the same time. So you know,
mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Absolutely. So you were nominated, weren't you?
Underground Music Award. Yep.
Mhm. So tell us about that experience.
That was fun. I was actually nominated back in 2004. I was part of another, you know, it wasn't really a duo. It was a hood chicks movement, you know, me and another female R&B singer. And we were nominated then for one of my songs, Throw Your Hands Up. And then 2009, we actually won, Black Stills actually won for Best Rap Duo of the Year, which was really, really good because it showed the progress, you know, in music as far as, for me, on a personal level, it showed progress, and it showed that people are actually opening their eyes and they're listening and they're seeing and they, you know, I'm being validated at this point. And this 2012 nominee felt really, really good because it was my nominee off of my own reconnaissance, off of my own music, off of my own movement and what I'm doing. So that felt really, really good. I didn't win, but it was okay. You know, the nomination itself just showed a lot, you know, showed a lot. So that really, really felt good.
Absolutely. And I think you said a mouthful in terms of, you know, you don't have to really walk away with anything other than feeling good about the fact that you made it to that point, because that shows that people are attentive to what you're putting out in the universe.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
and what,
mm-hmm.
what really felt good about is that, you know, with the Underground Music Awards, you have to submit, you know, your music and submit yourself, and they, you know, they do a, I guess, a polling of who they're going to put into, you know, the nominations or whatever the case may be. And I don't know who submitted my music or if they picked it up on their own. So that really, really felt good to me, because it was like, okay, somebody is actually watching. Somebody's actually listening to what I'm doing to actually put me in a category to nominate me. So, you know, that really felt good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just the fact that you're doing what you're doing makes me feel good. And I know that it's inspiring for a lot of other people. So we just appreciate you being Tony Stills, because if you weren't, you know, would we have to, you know, be doing the things that you do?
Definitely.
You know?
Thank you. And that's my whole thing is just, you know, inspiration. I've been inspired. I'm still inspired. You know, I watch Queen Latifah, and it, every day it just fills me with joy to see that she's doing what she loves to do, and she's doing it with class, you know, with
Absolutely.
Style, and, you know, and she's being ahead. She's being ahead of the game. So that inspires me, and it inspires me to see a lot of women. It inspires me to see a lot of the independent artists like Fred the Godson, who's, you know, I was watching him on MTV the other day. Like, that's inspiring to me. So to be an inspiration is definitely the best. Like, you know, you have to inspire.
Absolutely.
If you're inspiring somebody, then you're doing something. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Tony, tell us, where can people stay in tune with you at?
YouTube, It's a Go Radio video. Tony Stills on YouTube as well, TONISTEELZ. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram at Tony Stills. Everything is Tony Stills, TONISTEELZ. And Google me.
Google her, guys.
You know, definitely. It'll link you to a lot of things, you know. Like I said, I do hosting, I do voiceovers, I do production. Hit me up. I'm ready to work. You know, I'm out here getting it, so I need y'all to get it with me.
Absolutely.
Get it together.
What would be some parting words that you would put out there to our listeners and to our supporters and to your supporters and your listeners who are now tuned in? What would you leave as far as words of wisdom to someone that's trying to come up in the entertainment world, be an entrepreneur, be an actress, an actor, an artist, you know, just be someone that's awesome? What would you tell them?
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who's tuned in. Thank you to everybody who holds me down, Lady G, Lady G Productions, you know, IKP for calling in, and everybody that holds me down for real. Like, you know, this, for me, it was a matter of really having faith, and having faith in myself, and having faith in everybody around me, and having faith that, you know, God got me. So I would say, you know, keep the faith for real. Keep God first for real. You know, in your darkest hour, that's the one main consistent thing that's going to always be with you. He's going to always be there. So keep the faith at the end of the day, and keep God first for real, for real. And anything's possible. Anything's possible. Let's get
Absolutely.
It, y'all. Let's go.
Absolutely. It's a go. Tony, I just want to thank you for just being Tony, if that even makes sense. Because who
it
else
does.
Would you be
thank
but
you
Tony?
And you have such a wonderful voice.
Thank you. I really
you
appreciate
have
it.
A wonderful voice. I was like, oh, my God, I was not expecting that.
Don't make
it.
Me
I
laugh, okay? Because the laugh is ridiculous, and I don't think you're expecting that either. So let's just
no,
not make
good.
Me laugh.
You
thank you. I just want to say thank you for being amazing and being an inspiration. Lady G speaks nothing but big things about you, and I see why she does. You know, of course, when someone approaches you about someone and you're like, oh, they're awesome, well, that's awesome. But as mm-hmm. I start to, you know, see you move on Twitter and started to, you know, like look you up and learn more about you, I started to see her point, and today it kind of solidified everything as a whole. So I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. You have another supporter, and I'm definitely, definitely trying to stay in tune with you. So when you release your next project, please let me know so we can gain on you again.
Oh, definitely. Thank you as well, Miss P. I definitely appreciate you having me on your show. Ow, this is the bomb. Holla.
Definitely. And send me the track, and I'll keep them in rotation. So it's okay. All love and crazy pants with us here. So I hope you had a good night with us.
Oh,
and,
I did. I had a great night. Thank
yay,
you.
No problem, and we'll talk soon.
I got to send you a drop, too, so I'm going to do that soon.
Yay!
I was listening to
oh
the drop
God
at the beginning of the show. I was like, oh, snap, I got to send her one.
Yay, I can't even wait, girl. Now I'm sitting over here looking like the Kool-Aid man. You should see, don't do it.
I got you.
Thank you so much, Tony. Have a good night.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Yay, guys, so that was Tony Soul, and she is so awesome. So definitely stay in tune with Tony. Get her music downloaded. Follow her on Twitter. Find her wherever she is, as the woman just put out there. Just Google her. And that's all it takes. 1, 2, 3. And for all those who have a problem with the spelling, it's T-O-N-I, and that's S-T-E-E-L-Z. And boom, there you go. So definitely get in tune with her ASAP, because I think she's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Everything she had to say was inspiring and uplifting. So we're waiting for our next guest to come on. We'll just, you know, play a little something. So let's see what we're going to play. I'm going to play a little, you know, Made Love Lately by Day 26. Shout out to Q Anthony for being on the Intune show. Shout out to Mr. Brian Angel for being on the Intune show. And shout out to Willie Taylor for being on the Intune show. I have one more to go, guys. Cross your fingers and stay in tune to Made Love Lately. And we'll be back on with Miss Lawrence.
Hello, lady. I'm glad you came. I can tell you on the same page. You want it like I do. Ready to get into good love. I let you have it. I make it last, and you never know what's gonna happen next. This ain't your usual thing that you're used to type of thing. Chemistry between us. From your reaction, I see the passion. The whole experience is something new. As long as I serve my purpose, wanna be of service to you. Just wanna know.
Have You Made Love by Day 26. Again, I interviewed all of them except one, so go on my demand channel, check them out, and keep your fingers crossed because I'm about to go in for the kill for the last one. But anywho, our next guest up is going to be Miss Lawrence. But before we bring her on, I just want to give some quick shout-outs for you guys that are still in the chat room so you can gain. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to the Intune Show family. We be rocking it. That's all I have to say about that. I want to give a shout-out to PhoenixStar9Online.com. Check them out. I want to give a shout-out to the DrSueReview.com. Check them out. I want to give a shout-out to PortalTaxi.net or .com. Either one will take you to the same spot. Shout-out to Jeff. He's actually in the chat room right now. So for all those indie artists that's out there, you can definitely log on and create an account and, you know, showcase your music there as well. And Miss P also has a page there for the Intune Show, so definitely check them out. I want to give a shout-out to the MarkGordonShow.com, where indie artists can submit their videos to be selected for, to be featured for a week on the Mark Gordon Show. Mark Gordon is actually the last remaining member of LaVert, for all those who know Gerald LaVert, Sean LaVert, the OJs, you know, things like that. They're all correlated together. Definitely get in tune with him. Grammy Award winning producer, artist, etc. So Mark Gordon himself is accepting videos from indie artists, so definitely check him out. You, for those who were tuning in at the beginning of the show, I'm helping MC Light represent her scholarship program that she's actually helping someone maintain a scholarship, so definitely get in tune with that by going to hiphopsisters.org and clicking on the scholarship link. The offer ends October 1st, so definitely go in and gain on that. I want to give a shout-out to spacedoutmagazine.com, you know, for just being awesome, having a disagreement with Miss P, but didn't know that Miss P is combative. So, you know, yeah, now we're good, so definitely check them out. And I just wanted to go through that really quick because I don't want to forget. Okay, so you guys may hear this all the time because, you know, the list is going to grow and it's going to grow. And if you guys have anything that you would like me to shout out there, then definitely, you know, email me what it is that, you know, you want us to gain on, and I'll definitely give you guys a shout out on the show. So keep that in mind. So without further ado, let's bring on Miss Lawrence and gain on her. How you doing tonight?
All right. How are you, Miss P?
I'm doing well, beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time for us to gain on you tonight.
Thank you for having me.
That is not even a problem. Before I even jump into any interview questions, girl, I have to just tell you, I was looking at your little bio, and I was like, hold on, those shoes with that dress, okay? Who are you trying to hurt?
I am a shoe whore. I love shoes. Out of everything in this world, I love shoes. I will buy shoes and buy shoes. I have tons of shoes.
What? Oh, my God. So do I, girl. We can just have an interview about shoes, like, right now. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just say it. Those are really hot. I'm not even going to ask who made them because that's kind of, you know, petty. But I definitely want to ask who made them. No, I'm just kidding. But but I really, 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 really enjoyed looking at those shoes for a really long time. So thank you for putting those on your profile. So for everyone who's getting in tune with you for the first time tonight, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. I basically into acting and modeling and print, and also on the side I manage my daughter's career also. She models and does print also. And basically I'm just like this down-to-earth person that is just fun to be around and just love what I do and love living life, basically.
Absolutely. So as a child growing up, was modeling and being an actress was something that you wanted to do your whole entire life since you can remember?
It was something that was basically put on me. My mother and my grandmother, basically, I was always the little pageant baby. I was always dressed up and not able to go outside and play, but just sit and look cute. And I was put into drama and ballet and it grew onto me. It was a way to, you know, relieve stress, the ballet and the drama, and then it just, I started to get more attention from it, and it was like, okay, I love being in the spotlight, but at the same time, it's fun. It's fun. It's something to do, and there's nothing like being able to take on the role of being someone different or even trying something new.
Absolutely. So tell us about some of the projects that you worked on so far.
Okay, well, I've worked as an extra on a film called The Next Hit. It was back in 2008, and it was shot in Miami. And I've also worked in a play. It was called No More. And this play, I think that was like the biggest project to me and which meant the most to me because I got such high reviews and it touched so many people. And to see the reaction that I got from the crowd, that really meant a lot to me. I basically played a battered woman who felt like she could save a man that was really going to kill her in the end, but she couldn't see past love.
Really memorable.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, when you take on these roles, so to speak, do you take them on just because, hey, listen, I like acting and I just want to do this, or do you take on the roles because it's something that correlates with your energy?
I take on roles that I could live by. It's not saying that, okay, I'm going to take this on because I love acting and it's a paying job. That doesn't work for me. The roles I take on, when I take on a role, I want to become that role. I live that role. I breathe that role. And by, like, for instance, the role I took on when I was the battered woman, I grew up watching my mother being battered and being a fighter. And that was easy for me to take on, and I could really live that role. I want to do something that touches people and inspires people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that, you know, if I was an actress, that I wouldn't be able mm-hmm. to take a role like that, honestly, although I can relate to that on some level as well, growing up myself and, you know, in an abusive mm-hmm. household as far as, like, my mom and dad fighting all the time or whatever. But in reference to the fact of just that being said and being able to, like, overcome that obstacle in my life and go forward as, like, a sane person, so to speak, kind of, sort of, a little bit, no. You know, I think that if I was put in that position, I probably would, like, just flip out. So I don't think that anybody yeah. ever want to ask Miss P to play that role. Don't do it because, you know, I might have flashbacks. But I definitely, you know, dig why you did it and respect why you did it. And I definitely, you know, see how that all makes sense. So kudos to you yeah. for, you know, being able to take that role and, you know, make it your own.
Yes,
is this something
thank
that
you.
We can, is this something that we can still go and reference?
Now, as far as the play, no, but the film, The Next Hit, you can go and reference that. It's, you know, you could go on, I'm not sure if they have it on Netflix, but I watched it a while ago, maybe like a few months ago, it popped up on Stars out of the blue, and I was like, wow, I haven't seen this movie since, you know, I got my copy of it when it was released.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can Google it, The Next Hit. That was a really good film. And it had, like, a lot of high-end rappers in it. So it was a really good film.
How was it, like, sitting back and looking at yourself on the screen? Like, how did that make you feel?
It's like seeing an accomplishment because in the beginning, it was tough. I didn't know how to basically take rejection when I went out for roles and they say, okay, well, no, you didn't get it. You know, you're not what we're looking for at this time. And to actually see myself on the screen and say, wow, I did it. Look at me. Oh, my God, that's me. It's
mm-hmm.
like it's an amazing feeling. It's a real adrenaline rush.
Right. So can you say, honestly, I mean, this is just a hypothetical, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but can you say that just,
okay.
you know, going out there and auditioning for certain parts and, you know, not being chosen for that particular part at the time, is that, would you consider that like your low part of the process of your career, or would it be something else that you consider a low part?
It is a low part because if you don't have that strong mentality and the strength to say that just because that door shut doesn't mean the next door won't open for me, it's going to be hard on you. And, I mean, I've always had a strong support system, so it was able for them, it was good for them to build me back up and let me know, look, you have to keep trying. I mean, not every opportunity, every audition you go to is going to be that one that makes you that million right then and there. It's not going to be that one that has you on every silver screen. Not every audition you go to is going to be yours. But you have to hold on to that dream and you have to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So out here, you know, being an actress and a model,
mm-hmm.
is there anything else that you have any hidden talents that, you know, is not, you haven't put out there to the world and people don't know about you?
Yeah, there is so much. Like, most people don't know, I played baseball for a while, and I played baseball better than most men I know. I outgrew my husband. I can get out there and crank up a grill and literally just throw down on the grill, and I am a hell of a cook. I love to cook.
Dang, I'm coming over. Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
like,
you should have came over tonight. Just out of the blue, I decided I was going to cook some curry chicken, so I went and stewed my chicken with the curry and the carrots and the potatoes and the rice and the cornbread. I love to cook.
Jeez. God, Lee, do you guys hear this? I mean, really, though? I'm about to make a trip. So definitely, you know, set the table for the family that lives there and then plus three more seats because I'm going to fill them all up from eating.
You
okay?
are more than welcome.
Imagine, like, yeah, I brought me and my friends and myself because I'm greedy. So you act, you model, you cook,
mm-hmm.
and you play baseball. Yep. Is there anything else that you aspire to do?
Well, I am so blessed because initially I was told I would not have children, and I have a boy and a girl, and wow, I am just ecstatic to be a mother. Motherhood is like one of my greatest accomplishments in life right now.
Aww. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. You have me a blush, and I'm just like, really, though? You know, I don't know. And you're making me feel bad. Okay, why did you do that, though? And feel bad in the sense that, you know, I won't even babysit. Like, what? Who's watching what? You know, it's like that. Like, I don't even want to watch your fish if it's in a fishbowl. Like, it's like that. Like, I love the children. Like, I love the children, but yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. So we're going to leave that one alone. I love children. Don't get me wrong, people. Don't, you know. And actually, I have a son, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do love the children. I just don't babysit.
I can feel you on that because I have nieces and nephews, and I won't babysit to save my life.
So you're right where I am with this. Like, what? They're like, auntie.
It.
Exactly. Like, Auntie P, can I stay?
No.
I didn't come and get you. Okay.
I'll
so
come
you
up
leave
with
who
you
came
ain't got
with.
No clothes.
All right. I'm having too much fun about this. Let me stop because, you know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Like, you know, yeah. Okay. Anywho.
Yeah.
Back to all about you. It's not about me. So what is, like, what's your typical day like?
Okay, my typical day in my home is crazy because not only my husband manages me, but then he also has a rap artist he manages, and he also does club promotions. So with him being on the go, that leaves me with the two kids, and then my daughter and my son, they're both in grade school, so between the homework and then I take on acting classes still because I always want to try to perfect my craft. And when I'm going into an audition, I always want to make sure I'm giving my best. So it's like crazy between the house, between, because my son, he's not acting yet. I want to get him in a stage and a level where he's a little bit more calmer right now, but mm-hmm. he's still going through his terrible phase. So it's like I could be here and I could be rehearsing and we're trying to film a reel or send over a video audition, and then I got my son running around screaming like, I want to take a video. Shoot me. I'm in the background. See me. And then I got my daughter and she's like going through this diva phase, and then, you know, I'm trying to cook, and then I got a little, my dog is, he's just evil. I have a little evil chihuahua, and then it's just, it's crazy within the house. It is crazy. We always say, if people could sit on the walls of my home and see the things we say and the things we do in here, they would die of laughter, literally.
I would love it.
Yeah,
I would love it because I like to laugh, so I definitely would, you know, just move in for a week just so I can crack up and then leave. But, you know, y'all
yeah,
don't have to feed me or nothing. Just let me laugh all week.
You would have had a good laugh just before I called in. I was like, you know what? I'm ready to kneecap my manager. And he was like, you know what? I think I need to fire you and find me a new client because I wanted to kneecap him.
Kneecap him? I never even heard
of
that.
I was
like...
going to kneecap him. I told him I was going to take a billy club to his knee and I was going to run the other way once I did it.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Kneecap him. So, you know what you just did, right? I hope you don't have that trademarked because that's about to, like, be in my vocabulary every other sentence, just saying.
Yeah, just kneecap him. It's easy. You ain't going to get in too much trouble for kneecapping somebody. So I just wanted to kneecap him.
Oh, my God. Kneecap, guys. Kneecapping. That's our new term, okay? Just gravitate to that. So if you guys see me say it, you know, I'm going to reference you in those tweets, too. I'm going to make sure you understand that I'm using this. So the copyrights, you're going to sue me later. But
I love it.
Definitely. So who are some of your inspirations out there as far as women is concerned in the acting field?
Angela Bassett, she's at the top of my list. That woman
yeah.
is amazing.
She is.
I mean, she can take on any role. And just the way, like, I'm like, she is so disciplined. She takes her body from being extra toned to being just right. And it's like, I don't have that discipline yet, but I hope to be there one day soon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Queen Latifah, she just, I mean, that woman rocks out. She rocks out. I love to see her act on the screen. And, you know, it just seems like she just has this realness that pours from her skin. And it's just amazing just, you know, to watch her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, you pick two powerful women, actually, to me, in my opinion as well. Like, they're both amazing actresses.
Yeah.
No matter what they do, they're just amazing. And, you know,
yeah. They've been in the game for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So just like you, we're going to be having this conversation a few years from now. Like, yeah, remember, you know, when we were talking when I was, like, 12? Because I am literally 12 years old, guys. You know, 12, and you were, you know, and then by the time we talk, you know, years from now, I'm only going to be 20, you know, so this
yeah.
is, you know, yeah, we're going to have this conversation, we're going to revisit this when I'm 20, and talk about how amazing you are as well. That's all I have
yeah.
to say about that.
Can't wait. I'm going to hold you to it.
So do you have any, like, regrets in pursuing acting?
The regrets that I came have been pretty much, well, to some people may say them as minor, but to me it's been major, in which it kind of pulls from the time that I'm able to have with my family, especially by my daughter being in the industry too. It comes down to the fact that sometimes my daughter may have an audition in Orlando, but I'm due to an audition in Miami. And right now, I feel like my children are at a phase where they really need their mother the most right now. And to me, family is everything. And, you know, to have that away time and be gone from them, I don't want to miss those precious moments. I don't want to miss the moment where, you know, they're walking down and they're getting their diplomas, but sometimes it calls for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It can be trying. It really can. And the one thing that I admire about women the most, period, hands down, is their ability to showcase their skills, talents, expertise, knowledge, and still have a family.
Yeah.
And be in tune to all of that. How amazing are women? How amazing are we, guys? How amazing. I mean, hats off to men, too, because men, you know, they do their thing. But women, how amazing are women? The household, the husbands, the children, the careers, the, you know, the cleaning, the cooking, all that amazing stuff that we do, and we're so sane. I don't see how every woman in this world is not on Prozac, like, seriously.
I say that all the time because it's like it's women wear so many different hats. They juggle so many different jobs versus a man.
I'm telling you, I really do. So for all those who want to call in, you can definitely call in and voice your opinion to Ms. Lawrence at 818-495-6975. I just want to break the monotony a little bit. I have a few more questions before I let you go. But if it's okay with you, I'd like to play a track and then come back and jump into those questions and give people the opportunity to voice their opinion in the chat room so we can read it out loud, or definitely give a call in and show your support and love to Ms. Lawrence at 818 again, 495-6975. And for all those still in tune, definitely check out all of those links that I gave you to. Check out PhoenixStar9Online.com, DrSueReview.com, PorterTaxi.net or .com, TheMarkGordonShow.com, HipHopSisters.org, and SpacedOutMagazine.com. In the meantime, in the round time, since we're talking about shoes, I'm going to play this song. It's called Your Body, Call It by A-Rock. Enjoy this, Ms. Lawrence. This one is dedicated to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Carlos Ferrer.
Yeah. I like this one right here, man.
Call it the rock. I plan on hot rocking that body. Tell your body, tell me stop it. Cause I know the side your body like it, girl. Call it the rock.
Take everything off the tangent, red bottom. Cause your body is a problem. And I'm so surrendered, I love it, girl.
Call it the rock.
I know I got you, Miller.
You've been missing, but you know I'm trying to get it. Keep it good and I split it. We call it how to go get it. Cause I'm hooked on your body, friend. Thoughts what I'ma do to you. Said you never had it like this. Well, this is new to you. Just lay back and relax as I attack. I keep it sensual. Going deep and seek your spot like I'm the general. Come into my spot and settle down. I know you here to stay. Giving you a dose of what I got.
Call it that rock.
I plan on rocking that body. Tell your body, tell me stop it. Cause I know beside your body like it, girl.
Right when she walks, sassiness when she talks. Any time of day when I hit her phone, she knows just what I want. And I'm not gonna lie, she got me. All them other girls is copies. And you dealing with the best. Sorry for the ones who not me. Cause I once and she hooked for life. Ain't no need to say it. Play the game and I beat it twice. Ain't no need for playing. See you in that see through. Now come here and get a little taste. A little taste.
Call it
that
all
I'm playing on my rock and that body. Tell your body, tell me to stop it. Cause I know beside your body like it, girl.
Call it that rock.
Take everything off the tangent, red bottom. Cause your body is a problem. And I'm so surrendered, I'm solid, girl.
Call it that rock.
I know I got you never ages. I use on so not awaiting. I just hope your body ready.
Call it that rock.
Go ahead and head for night. And while those strings are steady popping, girl, I'm gonna make your body rock away.
Call it that rock.
Wanna rock your body, baby. You don't have to.
plan on high rocking that body till your body's telling me to stop it, cause I know that's how your body like it, girl. Take everything off the tangerine bottom, cause your body is a problem, and I'm so sweaty to stop it, girl.
Call it that rock.
That was A-Rock, and the reason why I like that one because of the red bottoms. You know, they reference red bottoms. Like, no, guys, I don't have a pair of red bottoms because I'm not spending New York City rent money on a pair of red bottoms.
Ooh,
I'm not
red
doing that.
Bottom.
But, you know, I'm going to paint the bottom of my shoes red. No, I'm kidding. But... But, yeah, you know, yeah. So, anyway, shout-out to A-Rock for Rock Away. It's definitely a track that I enjoy listening to for the purpose of the shoes. So, Ms. Lawrence.
Yes.
See, I got a good laugh out of you. I love that. I mean, you know,
oh, I love
who's
the laugh.
I'm telling you. So, someone was coming up in this career of yours, which is acting and modeling,
mm-hmm.
and they were curious about, like, what's the appropriate steps to take. How would you tell them to go about, you know, going forward?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure you have the proper training, because before, you know, some people, they try to jump in head first into the game, and not having the training, and it could be something as simple as they can ask you a question, like, say, for instance, you go on to audition for it and the director tells you, okay, slate for me, and you don't know what slate is, he's not going to waste his time to talk to you. He's just going to tell you, okay, I'm done, that's it, goodbye. And with modeling, you know, you still have to have the proper training there. It's more to it than just going out and saying, I'm going to take a picture, and that's it. I'm going to let someone snap pictures of me. There's poses. There's, you got to know how to hold your head, how to hold your eyes, how to walk, how your posture is. You just want to make sure you have the proper training.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I love the fact that you said that you're still, you know, out there training and critiquing yourself and, you know, bettering your process. You know, not a
yeah.
lot of people do that, because once they start getting roles, they just forget that it's still a work in progress.
Yeah,
for
it
other
is,
bigger
and
roles.
You always
want
to try
mm-hmm.
to perfect your craft. You always want to try.
Absolutely. Or you always want to do, not try. You always want to perfect it.
Exactly.
Forget trying. Because you never get away with that word, seriously. And not to,
yeah.
like, you know, take away from what you're conveying, but just, you know,
mm-hmm.
to just be more powerful in our conviction. Like, no,
yes.
no trying. Okay.
Don't try, do it.
That's right, exactly. So what are some of the perks that you have experienced in your career so far?
Oh, gosh, the perks. I've been able to go out and... Like the scene I had in the club scene with all the rappers there and on the film The Next Hit, that was just amazing. And to be behind the scenes and see what people look like before all the glam and the excess makeup and the wardrobe, and to being able just to get on the road and travel back and forth, different things, that's just, it's all fun and amazing. And even from the management side of it, like I said, me managing my daughter's career, to see her with her doing her thing and just having fun, it's an amazing thing. It's fun. And to work with different celebrities or just, it's an amazing thing.
Absolutely. So a little bit about your daughter, even though I know it's
mm-hmm.
off topic, but not really because it's still a part of you.
Yeah.
You know, how is she flowing and everything? How's she progressing with her career, too? How's it going for her?
She's been doing very good with her career. I mean, she signed her first modeling contract at 4. We flew from Florida to New York, and she had her first photo shoot, and ever since then, the ball has really been rolling, and she's just actually got the cover, the back cover of a magazine. She got the back cover of Swig magazine, excuse me. And that was just amazing, the photo shoot, just sitting and watching her and her doing her thing. And it's like, wow, that just went from being my baby wearing pigtails to she's wearing her hair straight and has her pink lip gloss. And it's an amazing thing. She loves it, and she does her best to, you know, maintain her grades, but also realize that, you know, she still has this to fall back on, but her education comes first before anything.
Mhm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So how do you manage to balance, like, your life in terms of being a mom, being an actress, being a model, having a daughter that's in a career, in an entertainment field now, having your husband that's in an entertainment field, and slowly but surely implementing your son into the entertainment field? How do you manage to balance all this stuff and not be on, like, 12 prescriptions? Seriously.
I ask myself that every day. I say, I don't know how I'm doing it. But as a family, we make it work. And, you know, like I said, my husband, he's gone a lot of the time by him doing promotions. And, you know, he has his own rap artist, but he still juggles my career along with me managing my daughter. It works. Like, we have our days. Like, if we're going to be gone, we're going to have this set family day, and everything is just put on hold for that day. We're going to have that time to spend with each other and enjoy each other as a family. Then Monday is back to chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically, we juggle it all.
Absolutely. Is you know, and I guess I see it all working for you, which obviously it is. And I say this mm-hmm. because, you know, you have a system.
Yeah.
You know, and this is why we're going to have to be besties after the show, because, you know, I need some help maintaining a system. I need help with a grill. But speaking of grills, you know, T. Austin, she's uh-huh. from Florida, and she had uh-huh. wrote in the chat room to tell you that, you know, you can always come to her house and hold down her grill anytime you want to. Like, anytime. And I think that's for most of us here. That's, you know, all logged in tonight. Like, we all feel the same way, Miss Lawrence. Like, you can come over and cook anytime, cornbread, you know, a curry. You could just, you know, hook us all the way up at all times. The only thing that I don't want to see on my plate is some pork. And
ooh, we
seafood.
Don't do pork. Pork
oh, thank
is
God.
A no-no here. We don't do no pork.
Thank God. Thank God. So then we're really family. We're really bonded, okay?
Yeah,
so
we don't do pork yeah. here in this household.
So what are some of the things that turn you on, like, as far as, like, your thinking cap? So maybe let me rephrase that, because I don't want to say turn you on like, yeah, we're talking about something else here. But turn on your creative juices, so to speak, like, create your creativity, your spirituality, and your emotional state. Like, what are some of those things that turn you on?
Oh, gosh. For instance, I have a role I've just agreed to take on that I'm working on. I can't do too much talking about it, but
mm-hmm.
the role is this girl is she's crazy, she's abusive, she's jealous, and she's insecure. And it was like, okay, initially when I agreed to take on the role, I didn't initially know who she was initially. I just knew that this is what type of person she was. But you see, it was like, okay, well, wait a minute. I can't really play that, but you know what? It excites me to try to say that I'm going to take on something different. This is different for me. This is something new for me. I have to be loud. I have to yell, and they're like, oh, you're going to use a lot of profanity. Bring it on. That's something I'm willing to do. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you have to bite the bullet with a few things. And, you know, I sit and I can watch TV sometimes and say, like, are you kidding me? I mean, I could have done that, but my daughter could have done that better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you know what? It just makes me want to go harder. I was like, I am going to be the best out there. My name is going to be remembered well when I'm long and gone. The world is going to remember my name.
Right. I love that. Because I know I will. And I know everybody who's tuned in. You're welcome, everybody that's tuned in too as well. And, you know, T. Austin wrote in the chat room, like, you know, when you said, yeah, she'll come and cook, she said, yes, please and thank you. And she also said she'll buy the food. She'll buy the food, just come cook it. So, yeah, definitely. Those are the type of people that you do want to go cook for, guys, just putting that out there. The person that will at least buy the stuff, because food is expensive.
Yeah.
Especially good quality food is expensive. So you definitely, yeah, buy the food, T. Austin, buy the food, and we'll get her there. We'll get her there. So so tell us, you know, overall with acting and modeling and things of that nature, holding down the family and all the amazing things that you do, you know, I really haven't heard you say what you do for yourself. So outside of shoe shopping, is there anything else that you enjoy for yourself?
Yeah, basically, I love to write poetry also. I see, and it's a way for me to clear my mind. And I'm actually, not right now, but in the future, I intend on writing a book as far as where I started from and to where I'm at and why I am the person I am today. And just basically, I love to also spend time at the spa, and basically I love to be in nature, within nature itself, and I have like a huge backyard. If you're ever in Florida, you gotta come check me out. I have river access, my own boat dock, in-ground pool, and I love to just sit back there and just relax, especially while the kids are in school and the husband is on the go. I'll get back there and I'll just sit and relax and enjoy nature.
Absolutely. I'm so jealous, like times 10. And I didn't even think I could get that jealous of anyone, but you did it. I hit the top 10 level, guys. For all those who know me, know, you know, I usually say I'm jealous times 2. Now I'm jealous times 10. Okay, big yard, can cook, act, model, you know, family life, you know, amazing things happening. Yeah, jealous. Jealous times 10. Especially with the underground pool. Like, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. So we're coming over and we're crashing the place. We're going to mess it up and then we're going to leave. No, I'm just kidding. But
oh, I love to throw parties now. I don't think you could crash it up. I love to throw parties.
Okay. That's awesome. And I just, you know, want to thank you so much for just, like, you know, coming on the show and allowing us to gain on you. So now we know to follow you and to stay in tune to all the amazing things, because I really, really want to see this film, and I am going to Google it so I can check it out. And I definitely want to see the release of everything that you have going on, because I see it all happening for you, like stars flashing over your heads as I talk to you. So tell everybody where they can find you to stay in tune.
Yes, you can find me at facebook.com/ Shauna Lawrence, S-H-A-W-N-N-A, or you can find me at my direct website, which is www.shaunalawrence.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Assurity, A-S-U-R-I-T-Y-25.
Absolutely. So when everything starts coming into play, you know, Cece and I call her my sissy, so we're definitely going to be in tune. And if she and I aren't, hopefully you and I can stay in tune with each other. You know, tweet, let me know how you're doing. And, you know, let's just, like, talk about shoes together or something, you know. Let's
Most
just share those,
definitely.
Yeah, let's share those updates on shoes and bags and accessories. Yeah, let's do this damn thing and make it all happen. I salute you, okay? I salute you for being amazing. I salute you for being a mom. I salute you for being powerful. And just standing your ground and being able to differentiate the difference between someone who's talking about doing something and someone who's doing something. So hats off to you, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Yay, guys. So that was Miss Lauren. So you definitely want to stay in tune with her and check out any and everything that she has going on, and just support. You know, it's really big for me to have two amazing women on the show tonight that definitely know what they want, and they're out there pursuing their dreams. So many times, excuse me, guys, so many times we sit out here and we talk about things, whether it's a female or a guy, you know, we have to do better because life is short. If it's something that you really want to do, there's nothing that's not attainable. There's nothing that you can't have. If I say that I want to have Tony Still on the show, Tony Still is on the show. If I say that I want to have Miss Lawrence on the show, Miss Lawrence is on the show. So it's definitely something that you have to own before you can definitely have it, if that makes sense. Own what you want, and then you'll have what you want. It's all about the way you process it, you perceive it, and you think and act on it is how you get what you want in this life. So once again, I just want to thank everybody. If you tuned in for the first time, I hope that is not your last, because it's all love and crazy pants on the Intune show. You guys heard my laugh, and it only gets crazier from here. It was kind of mellow. It was kind of mellow tonight. But definitely keep me in tune with you guys. If you're out there and you're listening and you're talented or you have expertise or you have skills or you're just someone who just basically want to just talk about anything, like, I want to get in tune with you. So send me a request for an interview. Send me a request just to chat with me. I'm sociable. I network with everybody. I may not get right back to you in 2.5 seconds, but I definitely get back to everyone all the time. So definitely get in tune at the Intune Show at AOL. You can definitely check out our website at theintuneshow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at the Intune Show, and you can find us on Facebook under the Intune Show and under Intune Show 2, because our first Facebook page is jam-packed. Definitely take the time, like I said again, to get in tune with these ladies and definitely support them, because this is what it's all about, getting in tune to the great and amazing people out there, showing your love, showing your support, because think about it. If it was you on this show, you would definitely want somebody to support you. So I'm just asking for the same in return. You cannot expect to get support if you're not giving it. And that's just the bottom line. Again, I want to just give a shout-out to everybody who was in the chat room, for tuning in, everybody that was on the phone lines for tuning in, everyone who called in and showed love, everyone who didn't is still all love. Tomorrow night, I'm back on. And just to let you guys know, for all those who don't know, I will be going live on Ustream on Saturday. So I'm totally excited about that, because you guys really, 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 really get to see me look like a nut and act like a nut live. So I'm excited for you guys to see that. I really am. So in the meantime, in the round time, guys, just, you know, stay tuned and let's just grow. Let's just, you know, lead this world with a legacy of something greater than ourselves, with a better purpose. Not bigger, but a better one, okay? I'm just going to play this real quick because I want y'all to know that this is how our listeners think of this show.
This is T. Austin Reed of the Wicked Chicks, and you're listening to the Intune Radio Show with your host, the lovely Miss P. It's all love and crazy pants, babies.
So you see that? It's all love and crazy pants. Shout out to T. Austin for the drop. She's in the chat room. Again, I want to say shout out to the Intune Show family. Shout out to Phoenix Star 9 Online. Shout out to DrSueReview.com. Shout out to Porter. PortalTaxi.net or .com, either one, you'll go right to the line. It's for indie artists. Sign up, join their site. I have a page on there. Let's be friends on there. I have a lot of people friending me already, and I'm about to log in there and accept them as friends so I can get to know some more amazing people. Definitely get in tune with the MarkGordonShow.com. Indie artists, submit your videos there to be featured for the week. HipHopSisters.org with MC Lights. She's giving out a scholarship. It expires on 10/1. Definitely go to her organization and check it out if you're interested. And spacedoutmagazine.com, definitely check them out. In the meantime and around time, stay in tune, babies, because you know what? It's all love and crazy pants, and it only gets crazier from here. And that's all I have to say about that. Just stay in tune with me, because I definitely want to stay in tune with you.
I'm in tune, 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 I'm about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune. Sweet, heard, sweet, heard. Tune in. Okay, Lost Five Radio.
spark the conversation. Every show is all love, ain't no room for all that hating. I've been waiting all day to tune in about this.
I'm about to find your conversation, hottest music in the mix.
Yeah. From the bricks to the sticks, if you got internet connection, you can dial that magic number just to represent.